Blog Talk Radio.
Mentioned in several episodes about my Hollywood dreams being, you know, in terms of aspiring for them, is that some people are trying to take them away, which is occurs a lot in out here in Hollywood area, or let's say the LA metropolitan area. If you come out here for a dream to be in music or acting or so on, you get these people who try to take your dreams away. It's very difficult to make in that business anyway, but, you know, if you work really hard on something, you should own the rights to it. And the topic of this show is dealing with sharks trying to steal my music publishing machine rights. It's going to be very difficult because there's a law that if you make a song, you automatically own it. This is what the U.S. Copyright Office told me. I mean, my name is on a copyright along with someone else, you know. David Waterbury and three other songwriters that I've written on my, because we were all writing with BMI, you know, all through the years. So that is the situation. And I did tell BMI, I told a lot of people about the publishing. Because, you know, it's not just me involved. Why I'm a main person for my own part of the songs is David Waterbury, because we've written pretty much everything. The other scenario is that David Waterbury has his own David Chaville Publishing, which he has his song writing rights within. So it'd be very difficult for someone to take the publishing rights of, you know, any of my songs. They already been released, you know. But technically I do have, I did sign to a publishing label. So with some of these songs and the songs that are out there, there's some degree of, they're related to that publishing company. I do own some of the publishing by that contract, but I want, you know, for them to try to attempt to steal the song from me. Through some devious motives, it's bad, you know. It's not fair, you know, because I work really hard on making that song when I did it. I have the gift, because songwriters are composer and or lyricists or both. Both are important to the song's existence as well as message. But, I can't let someone steal something that I work really hard for. And there's a lot of people who will do that, you know, songwriters who work really hard and some part body who has no musical talent, don't just know how to sing or write or anything, just come in and just say, oh, I want to just take advantage of the creative person. And this happens a lot in Hollywood, and this is why a lot of people don't make it in Hollywood. So the situation that I have is that unless it's done, with approval by the songwriter, you know, the songwriter signs a contract, you know, they sign it and they approved it, you know, everything, then it's a different story, you know. So, you know, the situation is if that happens or someone put a, you know, is a publishing or someone with my name, a song that I own, I will immediately go file a lawsuit, and I will also have to alert everybody at Copyright Office about this. Because that's a felony, that's fraud. And to all the aspiring songwriters and singers out there today, you can make it in the music business, you know. Don't let nobody take your dreams away, no matter what age or how long the song has been out there. You know, there's people who made songs 1970, and it became a hit in 2000. Well, it doesn't, you know, that happens a lot. That happens a lot more than you think, but that doesn't necessarily pertain to me, but important theme of this message is you write and you create, you the talent, you get the recognition. You know, you get the recognition that you deserve. And for someone who don't have the talent or ability to write the song or in any way, they don't know how to write lyrics, they don't know how to do anything, they don't know how to play, they don't know how to sing or whatever, and they just use ulterior motives to steal someone's rights or whatever. That's not fair. They have these people are called sharks. I dealt with a shark a long time ago in the early 90s where they wanted to, they thought I was they listened to my music, they thought I was a good songwriter, and they wanted to take my songs down to Nashville. And then I like Nashville. I'm like, Nashville's country, you know? I'm like, you know, they do, you know, I know they got, industry down there, but, New York City or L.A. deals with rock rock and roll, heavy metal, pop, R&B. You know, it should, if they were going to, you know, represent me and try to have my songs be heard by industry executives in Hollywood or somewhere, that's the place to go, particularly for pop or rock music, R&B, or New York City. I mean, those are the main places. I mean, not Nashville, that's country. So I didn't trust the guy. He wanted me to pay him. So I decided not to. They called me. I was real down about it, but I moved on. And I tried to work and tried to look for another manager to work with my song. This was in the, you know, I was extremely, extremely young. And then he contacted me a month later and said to me, you owe me $50 for the call. And he was in Las Vegas. And then I read on the Sharks, you know, somebody told me one of the things about Sharks is that they always say they were going to shop my songs around Las Vegas. That's exactly what he said. I had some really crazy people that I came across. In the mid 2001, 2002, you know, I came across people who heard my song and, you know, wanted to, you know, really liked it, but, you know, I had to do this and do that or whatever. And the point I'm trying to make is that protect yourself, own your publishing as much as possible. It's important that artists own their publishing. Because you have leverage and you'll know how and where your song is going, and you'll be protected. A lot of artists, songwriters have been taken advantage of in the music industry because of bad business deals, which they lost all their publishing. And this includes lots of famous people have lost their publishing to their songs. Despite getting fame and a tour a lot, they don't get hardly anything from songwriting. And that's not fair. It's not fair. You know, they have, you know, because the truth is, a lot of singers, songwriters, musicians, are not business people. They are not skilled at protecting their songs. They don't have the natural savvy ability. You know, they don't have the natural savviness to, you know, get the rights to their publishing and work with the right people and watch where their money going. Especially if they actually made it. And, you know, the thing is that get a college education would be very vital, or taking business classes, or you know, getting someone you really know who you really can trust and who's very trustworthy, you know, and you'll be fine. Yeah, as I say, you know, there's lots of famous people who marry their managers and their accountants, you know, because, you know, they pretty much deal with all their money, you know, and they're fine, you know. I would say Ozzy Osbourne, Mariah Carey, you're very lucky, you know, for the time being, you know, at times. Well, anyway, Barry Manilow, you're very lucky to marry his manager. But anyway, the thing is that, you know, the truth is songwriters, singers, artists, they're out there performing, playing a guitar or singing or writing or whatever. They're not thinking about how much money they're making or how the song, where all the profits going, or they signed a contract, they're not careful, they might sign everything away, and you're seeing all those horror stories. I heard all those horror stories in the past and present. So I have to be careful. I don't want to be a victim of someone's manipulating me. I have to be in control. Because the truth is that if you make a song and you release it on iTunes or whatever, or you release it to the public, you're not just a professional singer, songwriter, whatever. You're not just an artist. You're also a business person, naturally. So you have to be a smart one. So I don't want to be a dumb one. I mean, I don't know everything in the world, but I definitely do not want to be taken advantage of. And that's all I have to say. To all you artists, become business savvy. Take business classes. Watch, read contracts. Watch where your money going. Check up on things. Don't let nobody take your rights away. Good night from Dove Night.